Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning. A number of big stories that we're going to be tracking all day today. First, the Sabarimala temple opens up for its 41-day Mandala Makaravilakku at 5 p.m. today. The state has, as you know, been witnessing widespread protests ever since the Supreme Court ordered a lifting on a centuries-old ban on the entry of women between the 10 to 50 age group. So we've seen some of the political fallout of that order over the last few days. And just yesterday, the left government hosted this all-party meeting where it called in opposition parties such as the BJP and the Congress. They tried to arrive at some kind of joint agreement, but the meeting actually ended in a stalemate as opposition parties walked out after the state government maintained that it was duty-bound to implement the Supreme Court order. And Pinarayi Vijayan, who's the chief minister of Kerala, rejected the opposition suggestion that the government seek more time from the Supreme Court. As a result of that, the opposition went ahead and called the entire meeting a farce. Looking at what's going to happen today, DGP Loknath Behra has said that the police is ready to face any situation that might come up in Sabarimala. He's also said that devotees will not be allowed to stay on the premises during the night. So as of now, female devotees are going to be allowed to trek, and if they want protection, they can approach the Kerala police at Pamba or any other senior police official's office. According to Behra, around 700 women have already registered, one of who is the activist Tripti Desai, who's already arrived as we speak at the airport, and she's going to be attempting to climb all the way up to Sabarimala. The Devaswam board is also to decide this morning on whether it will file a petition seeking to stay the SC order on allowing the entry of women of all age groups. The other big story we're tracking today is one which the whole country is watching. All eyes are on the big Supreme Court ruling in which CBI Director Alok Verma's fate is going to be decided. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear Verma's plea. The plea challenged the government's order which divested him of powers and sent him on leave in view of allegations of corruption. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice Gogoi is also likely to consider the report of the CVC, the Central Vigilance Commission, which probed those allegations of corruption against him. Just a little bit of context here, the allegations were leveled against Verma by his deputy Rakesh Asthana. Rakesh Asthana also had an FIR lodged against him by the CBI on graft charges. Asthana was also sent on leave by the centre. On November 4th, Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge had moved the top court, contending that divesting Alok Verma of his powers is completely illegal and that by doing so, the political executive is interfering with the independent functioning or what should be the independent functioning of the CBI director. As of now, going into the big day that we have in front of us today, sources are saying that the CVC has found no evidence of corruption by the exiled CBI director, but that the vigilance body has found some proof of administrative lapses on his part. Cyclone Gaja made landfall in the Nagapattinam district of Tamil Nadu around 1:40 a.m. today morning. The wind speed at the time of landfall was around 90 to 100 kilometers per hour, and 10,000 people have already been evacuated from the entire Tamil Nadu coastline. Over 30,000 rescue personnel are being kept on standby by the state government, and all educational institutions in Puducherry and the Karaikal districts will remain closed today. You've got two Indian naval ships, Ranveer and Kanjar, that are standing by to protect those who might be affected. And they're also going to be undertaking any humanitarian aid and distress relief that might need to take place, that will need to take place in the following few hours. There are helicopters and aircrafts that are also on standby to undertake any kind of relief efforts, rescue and casualty evacuation. And the weather department has recommended a complete suspension of fishing operations along the coast of North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and the adjoining Andhra Pradesh areas for November 14th and November 15th. At the same time, the official statement from, for example, Tamil Nadu Minister M.C. Sampath is that the state has seen many cyclones in the past and that the district administration is as prepared as it can be for the cyclone. More updates in the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Arabia has said that it will pursue the death penalty for the five suspects charged with ordering and carrying out that killing. The country's latest effort in distancing the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, from the grisly murder. He's the man and the name that's been most associated to that murder in international press in the days following that murder. So just a little background here for those of our readers and listeners who aren't aware. Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi writes for the Washington Post, and he was last seen entering the Saudi Arabian consulate on the 2nd of October to obtain paperwork for his marriage. He was then killed in a gruesome manner, and there was an international outcry that followed that killing. And almost 7 weeks later, those who ordered the exiled journalist's death remain central to the scandal. Turkey believes that approval was given by Prince Mohammed himself, and it's, according to a number of newspapers, continued its efforts to isolate the designated heir to the throne through a damning drip effect of evidence. Hours after Saudi Arabia said that it will pursue the death penalty, the US Treasury also came out and said that it was imposing sanctions against 17 alleged conspirators. It's an announcement that appeared timed to support the Saudi version of events. Also, it's thought that the Trump administration has attempted to shield Prince Mohammed from the blame. And it's thought that they're sponsoring the theory that rogue actors, quote-unquote, carried out the plot without any of his knowledge. So a continuing effort to isolate the murder from any kind of connection with the country's de facto ruler. In more international political news, Sri Lanka's political crisis only continues. The fight to power for Prime Minister between Ranil Wickremesinghe and Mahinda Rajapaksa continues. It was, of course, a fight that was begun when President Sirisena triggered the crisis by firing Ranil Wickremesinghe as Prime Minister and naming Mahinda Rajapaksa to the job late last month. On Thursday, the President urged the Speaker of Parliament and some political parties to seek a fresh no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister that he himself had appointed last month. The President dissolved the Parliament last week and ordered elections to break the deadlock, but the Supreme Court went ahead and then ordered a suspension of that decree until it heard petitions challenging the move as unconstitutional. A day after that, the Parliament passed a no-confidence motion against the recently appointed Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa and his government. After that, President Maithripala Sirisena, in a letter to the Speaker, said he couldn't accept the no-confidence vote as it appeared to have ignored the Constitution. Late yesterday, Sirisena finally met with the Speaker and leaders of some political parties, urging them to hold an entirely new motion today and to drop their position that the appointment of Rajapaksa as Prime Minister was unconstitutional. So Sirisena is declining and disagreeing with that claim that it was unconstitutional, and he's saying today, take a new motion altogether. Some key business news. The board of Tata Sons is likely to meet today to vet a proposal to buy out the cash-strapped Jet Airways, which sent Jet Airways share prices soaring over 26%, according to people familiar with the development. The airline's deputy chief executive and chief financial officer, Amit Agarwal, earlier this week had admitted that the company was in talks with multiple interested parties for fund infusion, as well as selling six of its Boeing 777 planes. There's also talks of possibly offering a stake in the famous loyalty program of the company, Jet Privilege. Tata Sons already runs two airlines. There's the full-service carrier Vistara, which is a joint venture with Singapore Airlines. And there's also the low-cost carrier AirAsia India, which is a joint venture with AirAsia of Malaysia. There are talks that the government is responsible for nudging the Tatas to bail out the struggling airline, but the aviation ministry has also officially denied that the government has any part in brokering this deal. That's it for now. We've got a number of developing stories today. What's going to happen to CBI Director Alok Verma? What's going to happen when Sabarimala opens up? We're also going to be tracking Cyclone Gaja's movement across the coastline. And what happens with that Tata Sons takeover of Jet Airways? Will it take place in the first place? These are some of the stories we're tracking today. For more news and updates, visit news18.com. Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.